The carriages are brought round, signalling the end of our evening. We congregate outside the club. Father, Tom and Dr. Hamilton are in deep conversation. Grandmama has taken a tour of the club with some of the wives and hasn't returned yet. I've wandered down to see the garden when I'm pulled into the shadows.
Lovely evening, isn't it?
The thug's hat is low on his forehead, but I know that voice as well as the angry red scar marring the side of his face. Mr. Fowlson, the Rakshana's loyal guard dog.
Don't scream,
he advises, taking my arm.
I just want a word on behalf of my employers.
What do you want?
Oh, coy, is it?
His smile turns to a hard scowl.
The magic. We know you've bound it yourself. We want it.
I gave it to the order. They're in possession of it now.
Now, you telling fibs again?
His breath smells of ale and cod. How do you know I'm not telling you the truth?
I know more than you think, love,
he whispers. The steel of his blade gleams in the chilly night. I look over at Father, talking happily with Dr. Hamilton. He is very like the father I've missed. I would do nothing to upset that fragile peace. What do you want from me?
I've told you. We want the magic.
And I've told you. I don't have it. Fowlson rubs the flat of the blade along my arm, sending a dangerous tickle through my skin.
Have it your way. You're not the only one what can play games.
He glances toward my father and Tom.
Good to see your father out and about, and your brother. I hear he wants to make a name for himself in the worst way. Old Tom. Good old Tom.
Fowlson flicks a button from my glove with the point of his knife.
Maybe I should have a little chat with him about what his sister gets up to when he's not paying attention. A word in his ear, and he could have you thrown in bedlam.
He wouldn't do that.
Sure of it, are you?
Fowlson flicks another button from my glove. It skitters along the cobblestones.
I've seen girls who won't buckle down, given the old pick and mallet to the brain to cure their ills. How would you like spending your days in a room there, looking out at the world through a little window?
The magic flares inside me, and I use all my strength to keep it down. Fowlson mustn't know I have it. It isn't safe.
Give the magic to me, and I'll see it's taken care of proper.
You'd use it for yourself, you mean?
How's our friend Kartik?
You should know more than I, for I've not seen him at all, I lie. He proved as disreputable as the rest of you.
Good old Kartik. When you see him next, if you should see him, tell him old Fowlson was asking after him.
Kartik said the Rakshana assumed he was dead, but if Fowlson believes he is alive, then Kartik is in danger. Suddenly, Fowlson sheathes his knife.
Looks like your carriage has arrived, miss. I'll be seeing you round. You can count on it.
He gives me a little shove from the shadows. Oblivious to what has just taken place, Tom motions to me.
Come along, Gemma.
The footman secures the steps. Yes, I'm coming, I answer. When I turn back, Fowlson has gone, disappeared into the night as if he'd never been beside me at all.